This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. An unnamed 17-year-old allegedly became the first youth offered assistance in suicide. 2 years ago, Belgium's parliament permitted those under 18 to request suicide. The incident stokes well-grounded fears that those made vulnerable by illness will lose sense of worth at the expectation that such souls are supposed to simply move out of the way. A report earlier this month indicates that about one of every 60 deaths there is by such intentionally lethal means. Pope Francis dropped in on a NICU unit and a hospice Friday. The surprises were part of the Pope's New Mercy Friday initiative, highlighting the sanctity of human life. You know there will be more surprises at other places where God's mercy really is a big deal. This is Life News Radio. The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Other headlines, responding to judicial loopholes, Poland's parliament is proposing a ban on all abortions. Doctors would get prison. Germans took to the streets in Berlin over the weekend saying no child is unsuitable. A coalition of 13 pro-life groups staged the pro-life march. And bioethicist Wesley Smith warns that 70 years after German doctors were actually hung for committing infanticide, that and other once detestable practices are considered debatable in many circles. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.